So, settling your bodies now. Let's prepare to go within by taking a few big, deep breaths first, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that do send the message, signal all around and all through to your body mind that now is the time. This is your special time to comfort, to relax, to go within, to allow yourself to receive the positive information, positive thoughts and ideas, even suggestions, for sure, images. So this is your time and space and place to come to this deep inner comfort within and allow your imagination to soar, rise up and fly high. So for today, we're going to be working with the idea, and perhaps not just yet, because I'm going to comfort your body, but just letting you know, we're going to go for understanding more, appreciating more about self-love by allowing an image to come that would stand for it. Not yet, I'll tell you when. Let's comfort the body first. Bring your attention to your feet now. We've done our deeper breathing, and your breathing is just simply evening out to its normal, natural rhythm. And now let's bring this comfort all around and all through, from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper and becoming aware of more comfort. A deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation now continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper, up through the chest. There's that warm, nurturing sensation flowing all around and all through into every nook and cranny of you, and then right up into the shoulders, releasing muscles in front and back on top, just allowing this unwinding and untangling kind of experience where you can drop all those bags of burdens. Let them go. They're not a part of this for today. We just let them drop. And that gives us more room to allow for this space and this place that is yours to discover more, to experience more of the good kind, and down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. And you can imagine that any unwelcome thoughts or negativities that have been rocking around in your mind, your body, let them spill out through the ends of those fingertips into the universe, where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. And then across the upper back, as you turn your attention there, the flow of comfort, calm, continues. And knowing that the deeper you allow yourself to go, the more comfortable you'll become. And the more comfortable you become, the deeper you go. And so across that upper back and down your spine, strengthening that spine, middle back releasing, and deeper and lower now, lower back releasing, each breath drifting deeper. And from lower back, as all the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing out any rough edges, we're going to send this comforting now all the way down backside of your body to your feet again. So that in a moment or two, as we place your attention right at the base of your neck, which you can do right now, and we're going to move that comfort right up over the back of your head, all around your crown, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles releasing and letting go. And now is the moment to take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release and become twice as comfortable as you already are. And right here, we're going to open your imagination door a little wider. And we're going to ask that you allow an image to come forward that stands for self-love. Just spontaneously let it pop right in, an image that comes to you that stands for self-love. It might be a symbol. It might be a feeling, which is also an image, you know. It may not be visual. That's perfectly normal. It could be visual. So just allow what comes to come. An image, we call it, that stands for self-love. And then begin to notice about it in a way that you can sense about it. Any or all of your senses may heighten. You just begin to get a feel for this image in the way that if you wanted to, you could describe it to a friend later. So maybe start with, you know, how big is it? Does it have a shape or a form? Or is it the sense of something you feel inside of yourself? An image that stands for self-love. And then begin to notice, what's the essential thing about this image that stands for self-love? And when you know what grabs your attention the most, the essential thing that stands for this image of self-love, really allow yourself to notice how you feel by being with this image. Now, perhaps you might like to do a little bit more when you know how it feels to be with this image. You might like to communicate that to the image, but for a moment, I'm going to ask you to just hold that and let's make sure if there's anything more we can notice about the image. Like, we could do a little what we call location shift. Like, you could imagine lifting up over the image, like looking down upon it, or maybe floating around to the side of it, on the other side of it, maybe even getting underneath it. Let yourself take a location shift to notice what else is there about this image that is interesting to you. An image that stands for self-love. Maybe you even want to spotlight it. You can bring in the spotlight. Turn it up a little brighter. See anything more. Sense anything more that gives you more information about self-love. And then perhaps you might notice even more by really having looked at it in more detail or experiencing it in more detail about how you feel by being with this image. And what do you know? Let's imagine, let's open the door a little bit more about communicating with this image as though we could. Maybe it's like your mind melding with the mind of the image. Maybe you'll have a feeling, a sensing of its communication back. Maybe if you actually can exchange words, that's another way. Sometimes you get indications by how the image might get bigger or smaller or stretch or indicate another gestures of some kind. But let's tell it right now, just internally. Tell it, how do you feel by being with this image of self-love? And when you communicate that, expect this image will respond back to you. And how does self-love respond back to you? Maybe you might, as you perhaps could get a response from it, notice how you feel about how it responds. And maybe we could, if it seems right, in some ways it could seem silly, but what if we began a little walk and talk with this image of self-love, like you're on a path, maybe somewhere out in nature, and you and self-love are simply walking and talking together. And maybe you might ask self-love, well, self-love, what matters most to you? And allow self-love to respond. And take note of how it responds. And you might want to share to it what matters most to you. Let self-love know what matters most to you. And just walking and talking, because as you walk and talk together, it becomes even more comfortable, freeing, flexible. And then perhaps you might ask self-love, the image, how can I have more of you? How does self-love respond? When you ask it, how can I have more of you? Listen with your heart. You'll hear in your mind what self-love wants you to know. Maybe you might like to share what you might like to give of yourself to self-love. Like, what more could you give self-love. More of yourself. What would that be like to give more of yourself to this image of self-love? Walking and talking together. And maybe you might say to self-love, self-love, what's the most important thing that you want me to know for today? And how does self-love respond to you? And maybe you might like to share when you hear the something that self-love really wants you to know that's important for today. You might like to share with self-love what you feel is really important that you want self-love to know about for today as well. And just continuing to walk and talk together in a way of sort of whether actually imagining holding hands with self-love, or maybe it's metaphorically for a sense of just growing closer as we communicate with each other. This image of self-love and you, getting to know and understand each other better. Sometimes getting to know each other better can happen in this way, that we simply trade places. You become the self-love image becomes you. And as we trade places, well, we always know we'll trade back again. But go ahead, make the merge, switch and trade places. You become the self-love image, and the self-love image becomes you, so that now your experience is looking through the eyes of self-love into the world. And what does your world view seem like through the eyes of self-love? And then if you were to look over at you, yourself, through the eyes of self-love, which is where you are now, but you look over to the image of yourself, and what do you notice about you over there? What do you notice about you as self-love? For you're looking through the eyes of self-love at you. What's that noticing like? Then, if you were to go a little bit further, is there anything you might like to suggest to yourself from this viewpoint now as self-love, looking at yourself? What might you like to suggest to yourself? Really becoming quite more connected to understanding self-love image as you're still there, You might also really kind of do a body check from top of head to tips of toes and kind of sense and feel, what's the energy like of self-love? What's it feel like to be within this image of self-love? What's the vibe? What's the energetic vibe of self-love? And when you are this image of self-love, what's it like to move? How do you imagine your movement is? What's it feel like? Are you lighter? Are you freer? Are you more solid? Are you stronger? What's it feel like to be in this image of self-love? And continuing walking and talking together, at some point, it becomes very clear to you that now's the time to trade back places. And so you trade back places. You become you. Self-love becomes self-love. And now what do you notice? Have you a sense of more understanding about you, about self-love? Is there a sense that self-love has more understanding about you? And do you understand more about it? And does it understand more about you? And if you were going to tell a friend at this point, what seems like the essential something in a positive way of deeper understanding and acceptance of each other? Now, just begin again. Now, together, side by side, you and self-love are walking the path, and guess where it leads you? Right to the top of your symbolic staircase. And there you are, side by side, at the top of your symbolic staircase. And there's something about this moment that's very kind of magical. Because as you embrace self-love, and self-love embraces you, you become at one with each other without even trying. And somehow, some way, there's this greater connecting, communication taking place between you and self-love. And now, in the whole integrated you, healthy, strong, vibrant, and alive with such a strong feeling of love all around and all through, that looking out for yourself becomes now much more easy and effortless. Being understanding and compassionate and strengthening for your good, healthy, vibrant you becomes stronger and more easy, more effortless. For with the love all around and all through, from you to you, you blossom, you flourish, you thrive, you are satiated, you are lifted up, and you are feeling fully fortified in ways that go beyond. In fact, every step now down your staircase really reinforces these ideas fully and completely. with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. And drifting deeper simply means you are released. You are having felt the relief now of burdens lifted, and you are knowing negatives have completely dissipated. And you knowing more and understanding and accepting more about self-love, look to be greeted now by your heart guide who's come to meet you from your journey with self-love. And your heart guide takes you by the hand and walks you right in to your own place within that you know well. And having taken a journey of deeper understanding and connection and communication with self-love, you have a richer experience now to further hear and sense and feel what your heart guide is there to do with you now, to take you on this last little piece of the journey today. So heart guide takes you by the hand, leads you into your place where the two of you come together in a beautiful way. Heart guide stretches you out in a very comfortable place there within your place, a spot within your place so that you're all stretched out. And as though heart guide whispers very definite, focused thoughts to you about yourself. Like there's nobody else in the world just like you. That you have special gifts to give and special gifts to receive. That you are on your own unique journey. And understanding more now as you will about what's important to you, about self-love, becomes clearer. And heart guide sends up a glow all around you, a kind of glow from itself, and it might be a certain color that is just right for you. And you're in the glow from your heart guide. And your heart guide is surrounding you with the most pure love there is. And in addition to the journey that you've already taken, this glow of love all around you is so fulfilling, so strong, so everywhere all around you, very powerfully doing its good work for which Heart Guide wants it to do in a positive way for you. The glow from Heart Guide, effervescent with love all around, touching places within you that maybe haven't been touched yet, but now they are. Something very specific and unique to you now begins to be expressed from Heart Guide. So this is where listening from your heart to Heart Guide's message, something very specific and just made for you. Let your heart know it. Let your mind hear it. Let your body-mind experience it. And know that it comes from the goodness of Heart Guide, who is here for you today, just giving you some finishing touches regarding self-love, and uniquely giving you a very specific something just for you. So take a minute or so of some very special silence that allows you to know this message from Heart Guide right now. And just then, as you've received this message, whether you quite are aware of it just yet or not, it's there. It may come clearer to you in your conscious, outer awake life. You have received it. You will know it either now or later, in a dream, perhaps. Or maybe just suddenly it'll pop in and you'll get it. And now this magnificent loving moment actually becomes even more so because Heart Guide just steps right in to you. And now you know you have self-love image. You have Heart Guide. And you are in the oneness of your being, filled with love all around and all through, that's yours from now and forever. Let the Heart Guide help lead your way. Let self-love become more definite in its purpose to assist you on your journey as you go forward. And in this merging of the oneness of your whole being, accept and allow it all for the goodness and the positive and the true of it are right here and now. And so at zero, though these images may fade, the strength of them stays with you as we reinforce it all. And now as we begin to come up and out, we bring back the goodness, the positive and the true of it now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you are, the room you're in. Feel the sense, the love all around and all through. Feeling that goodness at three. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.